Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Deja. How may I help you today?
I want to know why you guys are taking money out of my bank account.
Yes, sir. For me to better assist you, sir, may I please have your zip code?
15906.
Could you repeat that zip code?
15906.
And may I please say your first and last name?
Stephen Grassmeyer.
All right, and may you please verify your shipping address for me?
190 D Street, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, 15906.
All righty, sir. So I do see that you placed an order on the 16th of this month. It was for the Wireless Mini Pods and the Smart Health Watch. Is that correct, sir?
And I canceled that.
Yes, sir, and I do see that you was refunded, sir.
But now you guys just took $29.95 again out of my account on the 20th.
On the 20th? No, sir. So the charge that I see is on the 16th, January 16th. It was $29.95 and $14.95, sir. And it looks like you called in on the 17th of January, sir, and you was refunded back the amount of $14.97. $7.47.
Right, but now on the 20th, you guys took another $29.95 out.
Yes, sir. So on my end, I do not show that, sir. I'm only showing the charges on the 16th, sir.
Well, you better check your records because I tell you what, I'm going to go to my bank and have them come after you guys to take more money on my account.
Yes, sir, but that's the only charge that I see, sir, and you was refunded because you called in on the 17th of January, sir, and you was refunded. You agreed to a 50% refund, and you got that 50%.
But
yes,
then
sir.
On the 20th, you guys took more money out.
No, sir, so I do not see no charges on the 20th. The only
thing I
see...
Am I blind? It's right on my computer in front of me.
Yes, sir, and I have it on my screen right in front of me, sir. It says the 16th of January, sir. You were charged the $14.95 and $29.95, correct? And the $6.95 for shipping and handling. Is that correct, sir? Are you there? Yes, sir.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Are you there?
I'm here. Why is it so you guys took another $29.95 on the
20th? So, sir, what I was trying to tell you, sir, was on the 16th of January, sir, you was charged $29.95 and $14.95 and $6.95 for shipping and handling, sir. And you called in on the 17th of January, sir. And you agree on a 50% refund, sir. So they refunded you the amount of $7.47 and $14.97, sir.
Okay, you're getting a little cocky. Get your supervisor on the phone because it's on my account and it needs to be put back on there.
Yes, ma'am. So my supervisor will tell you guys the same thing, ma'am. The only thing that you were charged for.
Get the supervisor on the phone then, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Bear me just one moment, but I'm here to assist you guys, and I'm showing the amount of $14.95 and $29.95.
I'm sorry, but it's on there for the 20th, and you need to refund it back on my account and quit taking money out of my bank.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand about that, ma'am, and I'm so sorry, ma'am, but I cannot refund you amount that you wasn't charged for, ma'am.
It's right here in front of both of our eyes. It says $29.95 that you took out of my account. There is no refund on it.
I'll just have the fucking cops and the fucking bank take care of it. And I'll put you guys online as I'm being fraud.
Yes, sir, but the only thing that I'm showing is on the 16th.
What
yes, sir.
I'm telling you, dumb bitch.
Okay, sir. You too, sir. Thank you.